Smashing Closet Band. And here's the plan to steal all your cash. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. One new song and fit every week. Welcome to the Claw Machine. Smashing Closet Claw Machine. Downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fly. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I wake up, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I haver, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. If I get drunk, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you.
But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da.
If I could fall.
Welcome to Smashy Claw's Claw Machine. I am Austin.
And I am Nathan.
See? Do you see? Do you see how Nathan is here?
Yay!
How does it feel to make your first appearance on your own podcast 3 episodes in?
Feels pretty darn okay.
So this is the third week of Claw Machine, and this is our very first cover song. This is 500,000 Miles, which is a mashup we did of 1,000 Miles. By Vanessa Carlton, and then we have 500 Miles by the Proclaimers. You see Nathan, how the lyrics are similar?
Yeah.
That's where the humor comes from.
Miles.
Is this it? That's right. They both have miles. You see, your average online bargain basement mashy uppers would just take the original recordings of two songs and just put them together and just cram them until they fit, but not Smashy Claw.
No.
No, sir. Smashy Claw records the two individual songs and then tries to make them fit awkwardly.
Yeah.
You know.
We're no damn bargain mashy uppers.
we take the effort to make our stupid, pointless, irrelevant mashup songs. And that's the Smashy Claw difference. Nathan, who played what on this?
Well, as you can see from the humor of the video, I played the not guitar.
And I played the not keyboard. We're going the okay go route of the people who perform the things they perform in the video are not the people who perform those things in the performance of the song.
Yeah.
That's the Smashy Claw difference.
So not only is this our first live action music video, but it's also the first music video that we have been the entire production team.
Yeah, usually for our videos, we'll hire animators of the like four or five videos we've done so far, all of them have been animated. So this is the first time that we've appeared live action as ourselves, and we also did all the filming. So how did the production go, Nathan?
Swimmingly, I would say.
Yes, we used a green screen, as you can probably tell by how utterly terrible everything looks in this video. That's kind of the point.
We didn't actually fly to India or Arrive.
You never lose when you say you're trying to be bad, Nathan. When you say you're terrible, then people will just be like, oh, that is why it is terrible. Because they were attempting to be terrible. I understand.
That was it.
So this is the result of our efforts to make a shitty video. A shitty video.
I'd say we did well.
We succeeded. And as you may have noticed, this is the very first time that I have ever done drag on a video.
And so upon showing this video to my brother, I failed to mention that we were going to be doing the things that we were doing with the piano. I just kind of asked him. So I showed him the video and see a very tall, hairy gentleman in a dress pretty much raping his piano. And oh boy, he did not like that.
Yeah. He didn't like that outtake where my balls were just all over the keys, right?
Yeah.
I did not think he would like that.
Especially that one.
I was shocked that he let us do that.
He was too.
Oh yes, I imagine so, because we didn't tell him about the ball thing.
No, that just kind of happened.
That puts an awkward slant on a situation when you mention your balls are going to be on someone else's property.
Yeah, especially when it's not your balls that are going to be on said person's property.
Right. You're vouching for someone else's balls altogether.
Yeah.
You don't want to be an other person ball voucher, Nathan.
Yeah.
If that's one thing you take out of this podcast, it's that you don't want to be a other person ball voucher. That's the message of that's the smashy claw difference. The real smashy claw.
So one unplanned outcome of this video is we got to listen to Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles like 1,000 times.
For a time for each mile, as it were.
Indeed.
But because the song's so much more simple for the Proclaimers, we only listened to that one about half as much of the time.
Yeah.
So it was only like 500 times.
Yeah.
So that was the difference.
The smashy claw difference.
No. Just the difference. Not everything's a smashy claw difference, Nathan.
And that's the smashy claw difference.
Yes. Last year we were hanging out with our friends in the band Nuclear Bubble Wrap. We were both doing a show in Florida, this thing called Orlando Nerd Fest. And we were hanging out at IHOP, just eating pancakes, you know, as one does at the International House of where such things are sold. And their bass player, Steve, once one of these songs, I forget which one, either 1,000 Miles or 500 Miles, that came on the radio system there at IHOP, and he just started singing the other one. And I was like, Steve, did I send you the thing that we made? And he's like, no, I have my own thing. So it turns out that he is also doing a mashup just like this, which in retrospect, it is a very obvious idea. As we said before, it's just
Miles.
That's right. So he played us his, and it's kind of different. He, like, actually interlaced the songs, whereas we just kind of put them one on top of the other. Not unlike a pancake.
Stacked.
I'm very glad that we put ours out first, because we don't have to deal with the competition.
We win.
Beat you, motherfucker!
Yes!
Yeah! So, I'm sorry, Steve. I'm sorry. So thank you for checking out the podcast.
Thanks.
The songs.
Songs.
The videos, we really appreciate your support. We love you. We love you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Mostly.
We'll see you next week, I guess. Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. 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 Bye.